That you have all these politicians going, it's Putin. Yeah, okay, like him invading, and yeah, it drove up like the price of oil a few percent, like 8% or 10%. Doesn't matter really, because of the price, it's like 70 to 75%, I think it's about this in Sweden and Finland, because you have the value-added tax, you have the energy tax, environment tax, and there's tax upon tax and tax. So it's like,
Gay tax.
yeah, so it's like the price. Like, if they really wanted, they could just take one of those taxes and remove it. Because, like, and because it's a percentage, so they're just making more money when the price increases. So it's such a lie. And it's the same with Biden. He's like, oh, it's Putin's fault. I think the US imports, I might be wrong, but I'm pretty confident it's about 2% of their oil and gas from Russia.
Yeah.
It's at least it's way below 10%, if I remember right.
And how
And
many
Biden, what
percent
Biden,
and how many
yeah,
percent
what?
do we import from Russia?
I don't know. As for natural gas, probably 90%, because we use so little in the Nordics. At least in Finland, we have nuclear power and stuff, so it's not really a biggie,
No.
kind of where it comes from. But Germany and stuff use a lot of it, so they get, I think, 90%. But especially for Biden, it's like he took office and he shut down the, what was it called, Keystone Pipeline, and then he banned fracking, and he went completely like crazy on energy production, domestic energy production. Then he has like the what is it called, chutzpah, to blame that on Putin. So yeah, there's a lot of Western politicians suddenly blaming things on Putin, which anyone with two brain cells can kind of put together, being like, well, this doesn't hold water. So yeah, I don't know. It's so stupid. It's like they don't even want to help the people. Like,
No.
say that you have an environmental tax that I don't know, probably 8% or something. If they remove that, that would compensate the increase in price already.
Yeah.